Antonio?
Yeah.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a few days ago. I did want to follow up with you. I think you mentioned that your uncle was paying for some SEO and you were getting a little bit of that included, but did you ever get a chance to speak to that provider or take a look at the email I sent out to you?
No, you know what? I never got the email. Actually, I was waiting on your call today. I never got the email.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have Antonio DeMasi, DeMase 96 at gmail.com, right?
Yeah, that's the email. That's my personal. I never got it.
Did you check maybe your spam or promotional folder? Because I did send that out. And it shows
what, no, I checked I checked all mail and I never got it. What's your email?
It's coming from pgordon@localsplash.com. I did send that on Monday. Sometimes it gets filtered.
Yeah, maybe it did. I just didn't see it.
But you didn't speak with the other provider or anything like that?
No, I never got a chance to, but I wanted to go over some things with you before.
Sure, of course.
So for everything that you guys offer, it's $250 a month or $250 a week, was it?
It's a month, yeah. It's $249 is an exact amount. That is on a month-to-month basis. The website would be included, the Facebook ads, first page placement on Google and Bing, and then, of course, all the additional destinations and directories. That would be important and relevant there. So, yeah, I know your uncle's paying a lot, but no, we're $249 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I did resend that email, so I'm not sure if you can check again and see if you.
Yeah, let me check right now. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me check.
Yeah, it went through now.
Okay. Now, sometimes it gets filtered out the first time, but if I send another one, usually it goes right to your inbox. So there's even an example on there of what your website could look like. I mean, obviously, that's just a mock-up, but, you know, we're going to personalize your email, your tagline or slogan, motto, et cetera, plus your pictures and all the services you want to be found for. But that would give you an idea of what your website would look like. And it is included at no cost. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included in that flat rate. It is the platinum package, and that's listed on the website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So I'm actually waiving that setup fee and reducing the cost from $599 down to $249 just to make it affordable for you. We know that, your success is our success, so we're kind of investing in your business right alongside with you. We'd have to actually earn your business for several months just for it to make any sense for us at that point, at that price point, especially with the website included. You know, we're not even covering our cost in that first month, so we'd have to earn your business for probably 3 or 4 months just for us to break even. But our clients do keep the service long-term because it works. I mean, nobody cancels on profit. It is my job as a pricing director to make it affordable for you. And that's also a fixed rate. So it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. It's not an introductory rate. No matter how long you keep the service, it would stay kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate of $249.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Sure. Yeah, of course. No, it's a good question.
That was going to be my next question. So it would be $249 monthly, and there'd be no setup fee. It's just flat rate $249 right now. I'd give you that, and we'd be set up monthly.
Even in that first month, there's no initial setup fee. It is an exact amount of $249, and it is going to stay at that rate. I mean, there's no hidden taxes or fees that you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profit. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. It would go once a month for exactly $249.
Okay. And so if I go through with this, what exactly would be needed from me in the process
Good
of setting
question.
Up the website?
Good yeah. question. So one of the very first things that we'll do is called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, you know, your services, mm-hmm. your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that helps us to create the content. And then, you know, we just ask that you're receptive and responsive to phone calls that come from us, that come from your potential customers. But we'll create all the content on the website after speaking with you. So we're not expecting you to create any content. We will ask for you to send us photos, both for your website and photos to get you Google verified. Google will want to be reassured that you're an actual real business in the local area providing these services. So they'll want things like photos of tools and equipment, photos of your service vehicle, a business card if you've got it, anything like that. So, we just ask that you send us that information within the first 7 days. That helps us not only to build out your website, but to get you verified and to create all the additional content. After that, really, you know, it's just answering your phone.
Right, right, for customers.
Okay, exactly.
Okay, and that'll get me also, that'll get me in the number one placement on Google search?
No, I couldn't guarantee the top spot, but the first page. Mm-hmm. You'll be on the first page. Let's say someone, you know, does a search for building contractor, and then they come back that afternoon, they type in building contractors. You know, they don't even realize they made that small change. I mean, that addition or deletion of an S might mean you're in the first spot for one, the second spot for another one. So I really couldn't tell you. I mean, Google has over 200 different ranking factors, and it really does depend on a lot of other things, including how well optimized your competitors are. But as long as you're on the first page, you know, there's really no difference, and Google shows us all the time. There's really no noticeable difference and no, like, discernible pattern. It's not like the guy in the first spot gets more calls than the guy in the second spot or anything like that. So as long as you're on that first page, you're going to get phone calls. As long as you've got a website, as long as you've got reviews, and we can help you get reviews too, then you're going to get those phone calls.
Perfect. How would you guys help me get reviews?
So, I mean, you are going to have a verified Google listing, and we can send you a link to the review tab of your Google listing. So you kind of send that out to your satisfied clients, by way of email. You can even just BCC everyone and send out one email, as long as people, you know, don't know that you're sending it to everybody. And it's really as easy as possible for them to respond to the review. I mean, it just, like, responding to an email takes literally 5 seconds if they just want to click how many stars they want to give you, maybe 5 minutes if they want to write something about your business. But it's as easy as possible for you to request those reviews and as easy as possible for them to respond to those reviews. And then, of course, those reviews populate where they benefit you the most, which is right on your Google listing. Now, one additional service that we also offer, and it's also at no additional cost, I mean, you already have so many things to do as a business owner. We know that you might not have time or want to respond to the reviews that you get online. That is something that we do for our clients. And, of course, they're not just cookie-cutter reviews. We take into account the response or what was written in the review. If they mention a specific service, if they mention your name, if they mention their name, then all of that gets reflected in our response to those reviews, just as if you had done it yourself. So that's something that we offer. I mean, we could take that off your plate if you wanted us to. And again, it's at no additional cost for you.
Yeah, no, I like that. I definitely like that. And so will I have a contact point, you know, somebody I can contact if I need help, or something comes up with?
Of course, absolutely. I mean, I will be your account lead on this, but I am on the phone most of the time. So I do have I do have help. We have a dedicated client support team, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Of course, you can email 24/7. They'll actually respond the same business day to an email, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they will respond to the email the following business day.
All right, cool. I like dealing with you. I'm not going to lie, you're very easy, easy going. I like dealing with you.
Most of the time I'm available. If I'm on a phone call, I mean, you can always call my extension. I've got the same toll-free as the main company, just a different extension. And I can almost always respond within a half an hour. There are times that it might take me an hour or so to respond. I can even respond to emails while I'm on another phone call. But obviously I can't call you if I'm already on the phone. You can reach me as well.
All right. Perfect. I think I'm going to do it because, at $250 a month, I mean, it's I need to focus on my online presence right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there's really no better place to invest your advertising dollars than getting yourself where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, which is the first page of Google or Bing. I mean, that's kind of where everybody goes when they don't know who to call. And of course, everyone who finds you there is someone who can use your services again or for a different project, recommend you to their friends, etc. Now, it's Imperial Building Group Inc., right? You wanted the INC to be included in the business name on all the content that we create, your Google listing, your website, etc.
I mean, that's the legal name. I mean, if you think it would be better branding, marketing wise, to not include that, it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a personal preference. There's no real right or wrong answer. Consistency is the important thing. It is listed that way on your Angie profile. It looks like you've got like a logo with the INC included. So in that case, I would say to leave the INC on there. And like I said, there's really no right or wrong answers to leave on or remove the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. Kind of a personal preference, but like I said, consistency is important. And then I don't know if I asked you before, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service based, meaning that really you only go to the customer and no one ever does come to you. So there's not like a physical address or brick and mortar showroom or location that you want the public to know about, right?
Right. It's my personal address that's listed for my company, and if it's possible, I don't want it listed on Google.
You're talking about the 1168 Battersea app? Battersea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck, and they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also don't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state. Not even that 34609 zip code. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, we can target anywhere in that that 50-mile radius. Actually, we don't draw a big circle around you, so we can go farther than 50 miles in any direction necessary to get to a town or city where you want to be found. If there are places even close to home that you don't want to receive phone calls, then you could tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted for the needs of your business. So I do have your email address, and is that your last name, Demasi?
Yeah.
Okay, never do want to assume, but in this case, since it's in the email, I thought I would just take a stab at it. And then as far as us contacting you, we do use phone, we do use text, we use email. Now, emails are usually just for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. There's usually going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text. But did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I prefer email.
Okay.
I prefer email. But in regards to, like, setting everything up, I think it's obviously more beneficial to get on the phone right now.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, we'll conduct the client interview by a phone call, but everything followed up and things like that, if we can shoot an email out to you, we'll definitely do that. I said, if that's your preferred method, I'll make note of that, and I just did. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'm going to take a look here at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It's kind of just off the top of your head questions regarding your business. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually only takes about 30, maybe 45 minutes. There's a reason for that extra window. Let's say you have a lot of questions. We want to make sure that we get those questions answered. The other thing, too, is if the person before you had a lot of questions and maybe that client interview ran long. So let's say, for example, we schedule it at 10 o'clock, and it just is an example. That call may not get to you right at 10, might get to you at 10:05, 10:15, maybe as late as 10:30, but there's still going to be time for us to complete that phone call. That's why there's a window there. So I'll pull up that that calendar in just a second here. I did want to do one other thing here for you. That's just to add a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are associated with Imperial Building Group, Inc., even if it's you, Antonio, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to that security question, but it's really more for your protection. If you get any phone calls from someone who identifies themselves as Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information, and they would be able to give you that information basically immediately, not just the question, but the answer as well, unprompted. And if they can't provide that information basically right away, then you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us and you wouldn't want to speak with them. Like I said, it is that flat rate, that $249, and that's an exact amount. That'll never go up. So your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Chicago.
Chicago. You have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then it is an exact amount, that $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. What works best for you, sir?
Let me get my company card. I believe it's a Visa. Yeah, it's a Visa.
A Visa. You said it's a company card. So does it have your name on there as well, first and last, any middle initial, or just the business name?
It's got both my name and the business name.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa that should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4427-3225-4949-0683.
And then the expiration month and year?
0431.
04 of 2031. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
046.
046. So I've got 046, 046 on the back. I've got 04 or April of 2031 for the expiration. And then, Antonio, was the card itself 4427? 3225-4949-0683.
Correct.
And is that bill at the home address?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And that is 1168 Battersea Avenue. And then that's 34609, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, in a minute or so, you're going to receive our welcome email. It's a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number, hours of operation on them, the support email, etc. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not have a pen handy, but
that's okay.
But if it's coming through the email, it's fine.
Yep, absolutely. Like I said, you'll get that by way of email in about a minute or two, actually a minute or two after I get through the voice verification, because we are a Google Premier partner. I'm actually required to read that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. So you'll receive that welcome email. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking and reporting system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we are about to go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. It will also trigger a text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I just want to walk you through a couple of things, but our system won't send those out to you until after I get through that voice verification. I do have it pulled up. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify my question, it is actually pretty straightforward. It reads as follows. Okay. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Antonio, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Imperial Building Group, Inc.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Antonio DeMasi, and my official title is president or owner.
Okay. And Mr. DeMasi, as the president or owner of Imperial Building Group Incorporated, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa card in your name and the business name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah, correct.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, and that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both Local Splash and from your potential customers. Of course, Antonio, you would agree to that, right?
Of course, yeah, I agree.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. DeMasi, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Antonio, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. Yeah. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And since no customers come to you, we'll make sure there's no physical street address that appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process, it's also essential that we receive certain required documents in a timely fashion. I mentioned these earlier. Again, this is so we can kind of reassure Google that you're an active business. You're also going to get an additional email. It can say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's kind of a list of suggested documents. It does not have to be everything that you send on there, so don't get too worried or discouraged if you don't have everything, but anything you send our way will certainly help. So anything like a business license or proof of insurance, anything like a business card or business invoice. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yeah, licensed and insured.
Perfect. If you can send us that information, and Google's going to want to see like tools and equipment or, you know, a photo of your service vehicle. I know there's no physical workplace for that one. Google's usually just fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. And again, you know, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way certainly does help. So we kindly ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, perfect. So with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including reducing the cost of the service itself, waiving your setup fee, including a website, at no additional cost. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 10th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00, and that non-refundable $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. As I mentioned, it will never go up on you, and it is to the penny. So there's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees, of course, no lead fees, etc. It bills once a month for the exact amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, of course, with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it the time to see the best return on investment. That first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support team. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could pause it seasonally, although that wouldn't necessarily be the case here. So as far as getting things going here for you, we usually do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. If we can get it done today, that's definitely going to expedite that process. Within days 5 through 7 is when you have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all the directories will be submitted and there's something for us to track. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Google or your Facebook ads. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website, and usually the website will take maybe 7 to 10 business days. It could take up to 14, but certainly within those first 2 weeks, you'll have the website up and running. You'll have the Facebook ads up and going, and, of course, that means you can start generating those phone calls. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed and ranked for all of your services throughout your service area. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we will provide continuous reporting, ongoing review, customer support and optimization, etc. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies, and all that we request to prevent any charge to the following month is that we do receive a phone call from you at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, I've been with the company actually for almost 13 years. April 17th will be my 13th anniversary. Many, many years ago, I spent about a year in client support. So I do know for a fact, if you forget to call us before it bills, we're just going to reverse that payment as long as it's within that first week or so after it bills. And you say, hey, I meant to call you before the weekend. I forgot. It just billed this morning. We can reverse that payment. But to stop that payment from happening, we just request that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date because, again, we are closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Perfect. So, like I said, you're going to receive now those different emails. You'll also, as I mentioned, get that one email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You'll receive your welcome email as well. Now, your username has already been set in our system. You cannot change it, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 352-777-6879. And again, this will all be on your welcome email. Looks like your default password is BigMedia, the number 8. So B-I-G-M-E-D-I-A, 8. All lowercase, no space. You can change that default password. Yeah, that's going to be on the welcome email.
Okay.
That'll be on the welcome email. The welcome email should be sent in a minute or two along with that other email. Our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so you should get those in a second. But the one email that you did get is the one that I actually want you to take a look at right now. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Antonio. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah.
Click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Again, everything we went over in that voice verification provided for you here in writing. It starts at least on my screen as a blue field, but feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to take too much of your time and walk you through everything, but Google is going to be our main focus. Of course, it's everyone's main focus. But like I said, about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing. So we want you to get listed there as well. We'll include that content, all the different destinations and directories, the websites included, the Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. You'll see those three boxes down near the bottom. We want you to click all three of those boxes. One that you agreed to allow us to send SMS or text messages through the computer. One that you acknowledge that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then, of course, that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Now, once you've got all three of those boxes checked or clicked, click on that longer box that says click here. You can type in or copy and paste your name. It's usually case sensitive for the first name, so capital A, and you might as well just capitalize the D as well. And once you've got your first and last name in that box, click the confirm signature box. Now, Antonio, that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that the website's included, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. Again, you do not need to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already live and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. So it is though asking you to it's prompting you to log in. Like I said, you can actually try it anytime. You might get an error message saying we're still trying to set everything up. You will get
I've been on it for the past couple minutes. I've been on it.
Did it let you into your tracking system already?
I'm in my local Splash account. That's what I'm looking
at
here.
Gotcha. Okay. You'll also get official confirmation once your tracking system is live. You'll get by text and email again a notification that your tracking system is active with a reminder again of what your login credentials are. But your login credentials, as I mentioned, are on that that welcome email as well. So let me take a look at what's available here. It looks like we are booked out for the day.
That's fine.
If you want to, we can do a special, I mean, we are Monday through Friday, but the client interview team does offer a couple of spots on Saturday. So we could do noon on Saturday or 1 o'clock, that's Eastern time. Or if we look to Monday, there's several slots available starting at 11 and ending at 5 p.m.
I think Monday would be better.
Okay. There's an 11, 12, 1, 2, and then there's a 4 or a 5.
Let's do anywhere, either 12 or 1, somewhere around that time.
12 or 1. There's a 12 o'clock and there's a 1 o'clock. Which would
12 is fine. We'll do 12. We'll do 12.
All right, so we're going to schedule it at 12. Of course, as I mentioned, you know, the call might not get to you right at 12, might be a few minutes or even several minutes after 12 o'clock. But there is that 1 hour window for a call that takes usually about half that time, maybe 45 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, and that would not be the case if it was Saturday, I don't work Saturdays, but it is Monday, so I'll be in the office. But if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have. I do try to keep my phone line open for those calls, but if I am on a call that starts and I'm still on that call, maybe it started even an hour before that, I might still be on the phone. But if I am not available, they'll still call you. They'll take really good care of you, and they will have that Chicago is the city you were born in if you want to ask them. You'll get at 11 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 12, and then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. Other than that, you're all squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built and out there in front of the public's eye, and, of course, getting those phone calls coming your way. It's been a real pleasure. It always is. It was before, and it is again. And I do hope that I'm available on Monday when our client interview technician calls you at or a few minutes after 12 o'clock.
All right. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate your help.
Of course. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, are you going to want to be found Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
You mean as far as like online?
For customers to call you. When do you want to provide those services?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
You could do Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 is good.
Okay. And are you accepting anything other than cash and check? Anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit card?
Zelle. I accept Zelle. Right now, I'm just gonna stick with Zelle.
Zelle, but then cash and check, or what about credit cards?
Cash and check as well. Yeah, cash and check as well.
Zelle, cash and check, but not credit cards. Not at this point.
Not right now.
Okay, so I've got Zelle, cash, and check. All right, so our client interview technician might re-ask those questions, but at least that gets them a little bit of a head start. Other than that, did you have any questions for me?
So the only thing is, right now in my county, I'm not registered. Well, I'm in the process of registering to pull permits for jobs that I need to pull permits in. And lady at the building department, she told me it's going to take about 3 weeks because it's a lot of stuff going on. So I just wanted to make that known in case, you know, I get some, you know, I get an influx of calls that I would need to pull a permit for that I can't right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I will put that in the notes. And is that for any job or just a job over a certain size?
It's just for certain jobs. If it's structural or, you know, it's just certain jobs.
Got it. Okay. I will put that in the notes for our client interview technician. But other than that, I don't see that being an issue or a problem. I guess that's it. And then I guess Demasi is DEMASE, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
See that has been fixed in our system on one page, but I need to fix it on another page. And that's updated there as well. All right. Okay, you're all set, Antonio. Mr. DeMasi, I appreciate you. You have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You too. Take it easy, okay?
You too. Take it easy. Thank you. Bye now.
I'll talk to you on Monday. Yep, take it easy.
I hope so. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You take care. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.